الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. My respected brothers and sisters of Islam, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us chance to gather over here for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to listen to this lecture, the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to say the right things and to listen and to act upon that. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created this universe for the mankind. He made this universe suitable for the man to survive on this planet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created such a huge universe that if you want to count the stars, you cannot even count them. If you want to get out the limit of this universe, you cannot get out from the limit of this universe. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made only this planet Earth suitable for the living. Rest, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for some other purposes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also create this universe, this planet in a different way that we cannot survive. When you make your house, exactly you make according to your need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed so many favors into this planet. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not made ihsan upon us. That I made this, I made this. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that kul mata'u dunya kaleel. In other words, He said, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you even want to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not able to even count it. But look how blessing is and how Rahim and Kareem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is not even mentioning to us. Yes, one thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us, which is the greatest of His favors, which is the deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to us. Deen of Islam is basically was revealed gradually to the mankind according to their needs and necessities. Like when a baby is born, usually baby do not have a lot of needs. They just wrap with a small sheet of cloth, small, you know, incomplete stitch clothing, and that's it. That's the baby dressing on the very first day when the baby is born. But gradually the baby is growing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving the energy to this baby and the need for his clothing and start increasing. When baby become adult, then they have a lot of stitching and a lot of decoration. Style and all these things are required. Similarly, when the mankind was started, it was very simple. The jurisprudence from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of Adam al-Islam was very simple. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told, do not eat this shajara mamnuna. Live and enjoy in the paradise. You are not forbidden for anything. You are not told to do any kind of ibadah at that time. All is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then do not go to this tree. Whatsoever it was that. Small restrictions, small duties. Gradually, time was passing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave more and more duties and more responsibilities. Because the mankind was growing. Initially, Adam al-Islam has children. And those children, they get married with each other. For today, concept, they are brothers and sisters. But look, at that time, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this ruling that you cannot marry with the brother and sister, then how the mankind will, you know, generate was very difficult. So the ruling was different. So what happened? What is actually these rulings are? We need to understand. Are they restrictions for us? Duties for us? Responsibilities for us? Or these are favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How they are favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah is giving the concept that how you can go back into the paradise. Adam al-Islam came from the paradise to live for a short period of time in this planet. And the purpose is going back. Because Allah inherit the paradise to the mankind. Why we are going to the paradise? What was the reason? Because Adam al-Islam had a desire to live in the paradise, get the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he looked to the malaika and he wished that I should live forever over there and I should have always qurb to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan, he deceived him with this desire that he had it. And he said, if you eat this, if you take this shajara mamnuna, then you're going to live forever here in the paradise and you will have a qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adam al-Islam forgot at that time. He took this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, how come? I told you not to go close to this. Why you did it? That's why he was sent over here. Some people, they think, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get angry with Adam al-Islam. No. Adam al-Islam immediately said, I'm sorry for that. I did zulm on my nafs. I agree. I'm not supposed to do like this. Then why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to go into this planet earth? The reason, by taking that sajra mamnuna, Adam al-Islam, he developed some kind of changes in his body. And in Quran it's mentioned that his aza, which was hidden for him, became prominent. Same when somebody is small, when at puberty, what happens? Some changes occur and he realizes, I have some other ability which he don't know before. A small young boy, he don't know anything. The moment he took this, he got something opened to him. Sharam gahe, zahir ho gai. At the same time, what happened? He got his intestinal system working differently for the urination and defecation system occur. In the paradise, it was not possible. Because over there was different system. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told him, that look, you have to go down because you have some changes now. You have to live over there for some period of time and then you have to come back. And this is not an angry mood. This is another favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you got some changes now. So it's not a punishment. Because what is the reason to have a punishment once Allah forgave him? Everything is forgiven. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a chance, that a mechanism, a style that you can go over there and live over there and then you have a way to come back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam alayhi salam a way to, how are you going to come back? So we came over here, we started living over here, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent almost 124,000 Anbiya. And all of Anbiya, when they came over here, they was giving the message that how you can go back into the paradise. How you can go and live over there forever. How can you achieve the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you can get the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you can get the liqa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the feeling of every moment that he wants to have a liqa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to see the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's our Lord. He's our creator. And this is the desire that we all are living in this world like. So, the wahi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, now we understood that it was a favor to us. Because it is giving us the way how to go back. That's the reason. When the wahi was completed and the last ayah came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenukum. Today, I have completed your deen. Wa atmamtu alaykum. And I completed the, what? Ni'mati, his favors to you. Allah is mentioning here as a ni'mat. Allah made the whole universe for us. Allah did not say this is a ni'mah and this is something favor. But this Allah is mentioning as a ni'mah. See? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not sending all these prophets to us and Allah is not addressing the mu'mineen to the people, Ya Yuhannas, Ya Yuhalladina Amanu. All this is, if it's not done, how are we going to know? What is the way to go back? There is no way. We don't know. We have no understanding. So it was very important thing that Allah gave us deen. You can imagine those people who are born as a non-Muslim. They do not know what is the deen, what is the way, how to live, how to practice. They have such a great lacking, this advantage. They have to do a lot of struggle to find out the right way to be successful on the day of judgment. How blessed we are that we born in a Muslim family. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world with a different variety. Like some people, you can say they are very blessed, they born in a rich family. Some people, they born in a poor family. Some people born in an area which is very nice area, beautiful area. Some people are born in a desert or some place where is no facilities. Some people, they are born, they are very handsome, nice look. Some people, they are not handsome. The features are different. So, is anybody can make any objection for that? Some people, they are born as a man, some people, they are born as a female. Some people are born as a mankind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also created so many animals. Allah can create us as a monkey. What we can do? So nobody can make any objection that, oh, you know, we born as a Muslim, we have advantage. Some people, they do not born as a Muslim, they have a disadvantage. Yes, they have a disadvantage, but this is not a complaint. Doesn't matter where they born, how they born, how they look, rich, poor, everyone has a responsibility to find out the way how to go back to the paradise. Yes, those who are poor people, they have to struggle in this life more than the rich people. They have to suffer more than the rich people. Similarly, some people, they are healthy. Some people, they are handicapped people. So the handicapped people, they who do not have the eyes to see the whole life, what he is doing, he is suffering. So, this guy, he cannot say, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me like this? He is the creator. He knows. He made the variety. Nobody can make this objection. So it is clear. But at the same time, everyone has the responsibility to act upon the deen of Islam so they can be successful on the day of judgment. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Islam. This is the criteria. You know, you don't know, you have to learn. You live in this country, do you know all the law? No. But if you have some situation, you have to find out. That's the obligation. So you are born, doesn't matter, you have to learn how to be successful on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also blessed us that He put some kind of wisdom in our inside that everyone can understand that this universe is not created by itself. There is a creator for that. Everyone, doesn't matter he claim or he disclaim, inside he has a feeling there is a God. There is a Lord. Allah. He can interpret differently, but he has a feeling there is a God. There is a creator. So when he has this inside feeling, there is a God, he has to know how to make him happy. He is my creator. He is my Lord. So if he is sincere, he will reach. Allah will make it easy for him. So it is now clear that the disadvantage is not a disadvantage. He need to struggle. But at the same time, the topic is that this is a ni'mah because none of us have a chance to go into the next life and see what will happen over there. What happened to our our parents and forefathers when we bury them into the qabr. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Only Allah knows about the Akhirah, and Allah revealed Quran and His messengers. They interpret what will happen on the day of judgment. So the second ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He gave us is the interpreters, messengers. Because we cannot communicate with Allah. We are limited and He is unlimited. How are we going to communicate with Him? None of us deserve to talk to Him. He is Allahu Akbar. He is great. What we are nothing. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. You all are beggars, like beggars to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk to us? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed us by sending the messengers to us. And it's a great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the messengers. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the messengers? There's a little story that you need to understand so you can get the importance of deen of Islam and the messengers. The little story is that Adam al-Islam, when he was made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he decided that I will make him as a khalifa. And before he was appointed as a khalifa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he addressed to malaika and jinn, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, that I will going to appoint a khalifa on the planet earth. What do you guys think about that? The malaika, they was very surprised. Why they were surprised? Because they know the history of this planet, that recently what happened over here, there was jinnat, he used to live over here, they used to fight with each other, they kill each other, they did a lot of nasty things. And Iblis was appointed, and the malaika was helping the Iblis, and then they protect this world, and they made the jinnat to go away from into the islands of, you know, away from this world, you know, planet, into the sea. Hardly they clean all the environment over here. They were making the murders over here. Why there is no need to have another khalifa on this planet Earth? So they said, Allah, we are not sufficient who make tasbih of you. We are enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I know you don't know. Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamu. You don't know, I know that. Since malaika made this question, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied them. He teach the Adam al-Islam asma. He asked the malaika, okay, you think you are making the tasbih. I made this planet earth. Okay, tell me the names of all these things that I made it. They said, we don't know. We don't know. What you told us, what you gave us information, that's all we know. Adam al-Islam, since he was taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was giving a wisdom to Adam al-Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell him the each and every name. He gave him the wisdom. So he looked into this word and he said, tree look like this, so it should be tree. It should be something like this. It should be mountain. This should be river. This should be sea. This should be this. This should be this. So he continued giving the names to each and everything according to the characteristics of all this planet things. When he said everything, the malaika, they said, he knows this planet more than us. Declared. Because he has more judgment of this place. So he deserved to live over here, not we. So they get satisfied and they said, we are ready to make the sajda. Because they asked the question. But what happened? The Iblis, he did not ask the question. Why? I did this, this, this on this planet Earth. And now, instead of me having this man to be Khalifa, if he asks, Allah can satisfy him too. Allah is so merciful. He just show his arrogance, takabbur, and he says, I'm not going to take it. I will challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see him. How come? In his mind, seems like he was thinking, I am the something top guy. Like some people who give the charities to the masjid, and then in mind, they feel like I'm the president. You know? Because they think I'm the owner of the masjid. Everybody should salute me. Why are you giving some money? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Similarly, this guy, he was working. So he had a feeling that I supposed to be the Khalifa. Why Adam al-Islam? Who is Adam al-Islam? I saw him from the clay and I am from the fire. I am greater. He is nothing. Now he is a Khalifa. So he challenged and he declared, you know, anger to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, if you think like this, then you have to prove it. Huh? He said, give me the life. I will show what I am saying. I will prove you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, get out from here. I don't like you anymore. فخرج. Go. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, those who are going to follow you, I will put them into the hellfire with you. And you will see there will be some people in this world, they will be very pious. They will be very pious people. So, a fight started. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent almost 124,000 Anbiya, the great personalities. Great personalities. So the mankind can see them, can follow them, listen to them. Then up to a point, the last messenger came. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about himself, I am just like this to the Qiyamah. After me is the only Qiyamah. End of Big Bang. That's it. End of the day. Finish this world. But at the same time, almost 124,000 Sahaba was trained to live a pious life, and they were Kal Najum, was like sparkling stars. Such great personalities. Due to the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ulugul Azim, the best personality, came into this planet and live over here, who trained so many people and who successfully went through this world by declaring that, give me the witness, what message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me to deliver. Did I deliver? Everybody said, yes, you deliver. Job is done. What's that mean? This means the mankind is successful. The mankind is successful and the shaitan is unsuccessful. It was a declaration of win of mankind. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show this win. Like, you know, you give the certificates. Ceremony. What is that day? Day Yawm al-Qiyamah. Yawm al-Din. Yawm al-Hisab. What is that day? The day to show the mankind that this is my Khalifa. To show the Malaika that this is my Khalifa. To answer the Shaitan that look, what is Khalifa mean? What you was challenging to Allah. And today, Rasulullah will be appointed to the Maqam-e-Mahmood. He will enter into the Maqam-e-Mahmood and he will speak over there and he will make the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And around him, almost 124,000 Anbiya will be standing. There will be Safuf, all the Saf, and then there will be also Sahaba. And then there will be Ummah, and there will be pious people, there will be Ulama, Mashaykh, there will be Mu'mineen, Mu'minat, Muslimin, Muslimat, there will be right-hand-sided people, and there will be a crowd of left-sided people, which belong to Shaitan. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his decision. O Shaitan, those who follow you, with you, this group of people is going into the hellfire. Go and see them. And those people who live as a pious life, they will be respected on that day, honored on that day, and the Malaika will take them group by group into the paradise where they are going to live forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will declare over there that Allah became razi with you, pleased with you. The people of paradise will be so happy on that day. Why? Because they know. Azm al-Islam used to live in the paradise. Then he was sent into the planet. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he declared that I will never send you back. You will enjoy this paradise forever. La tabdila li kalimatillah. The words of Allah never change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this announcement and the people in the paradise will be very happy. It's a big celebration on that day. Great happiness. So, the message was great. The preparation for to deliver this message was also great. When there is a big task, there is a big preparation. Look, the task was to complete the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the mankind. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it, He made a great preparation to complete His ni'mah through 124,000 anbiya. Among anbiya, then there was Abul Anbiya Hazrat Ibrahim al-Islam. Before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come, because he is the final personality who has to come. Before he come, look at the preparation. Preparation is that Allah is sending Abul Anbiya. Abul Anbiya who show four major tests by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just show us. He is Khalilullah. What was his test? He was thrown into the fire. He showed himself that I can jump into the fire for the please to for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sacrificed himself. Allah protect him from this fire. Then he had a baby, newborn baby, small baby. How much we love? And he got this one in old age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, take your wife and your child into ghair zar'i place where there is no zara, which means there is no water, there is no agriculture. When there is no water, no agriculture, what you can imagine over there, you're going to feel a miserable death over there. So, he took it and he said, okay, live over here. I'm going. That's it. So, Allah is showing my Khalil, he loved me more than his children, more than his family, more than his wife. We also love our family. Then a time came, Allah said, another test. Go back and slaughter your own son with your own hand. Not like somebody else is going to do it. You will do it yourself to show that Allah, I love you more than my children. So, he was successful and his son was successful. Ismail alayhi salam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end, he showed to the mankind that those who are pious people, what I grant them? I grant them a great favor to build my house. Those people who are building the masajid right now and working for the masajid, for the house of Allah, they become honored in the community. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Abul Anbiya Hazrat Ibrahim al-Islam to build his house. Where to build the house? The place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the whole universe. Which is the place, which is the first place where ibadat was started. From before even Adam al-Islam. Malaika, they built all that place. Then Adam al-Islam built that place. Then eventually this is the place where Ibrahim al-Islam, he made a proper mosque over there, which is called Kaabatullah. Once he made all this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that, Qala inni ja'iluka linnas imama, that, oh my beloved Prophet, I will make you the imam for the whole mankind. Everyone will take you as honor. Yahud, Nasara, Muslim, everyone will take you as a great figure. because you did the great job. You are my Khalil. At the same time, I allow you to ask me something. And what Ibrahim al-Islam asked? He asked, Allah, give me that thing which is only one. And what is that? Is your Habibullah. Give it to me as my children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that I am the dua of Ibrahim al-Islam. At the same time, if you look more near to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making all the arrangements. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made arrangement that Ismail alayhi salam, he settled down in this place and he lived over there and he got the favor from outside and almost 44 Qabail, the tribe, was the children of Ismail al-Islam. Among these 44 tribes, one of the tribe name was Quraysh. The Quraysh means the one who has istakamat and good personality, the one who has more respect. This is the meaning of Quraysh. And the Quraysh, they used to work for the Kaabatullah, for the Masjid. So that's why they were also honored among all the other tribes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, pick His Rasul among the Quraysh. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the language Arabi, which has a lot of meaningful words and a lot of respect in the language of Arabi. And even the Arab used to say that we are verbal and the people who are not Arab, they are Ajami. They don't know how to even speak, how to express their feelings. We are the one who can utter. We are Arab and they are Ajam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also picked the city Kaaba, Makkah Mukarrama, according to the geography. You can, if you look into the map, you will see this area look like heart in the planet. And the rest of the, all the map is just connected to the heart. If you look into the Arab Peninsula, it will just look like a heart shape on the map. Go and see it at home. And you will see how beautiful the heart is beating over there. Just like heart is in the chest, is the central point from where all the supply goes everywhere into the body. Similarly, from this heart, if the message will come over here, it will go all over into the world. It will spread equally everywhere. Then, from Quraysh, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdul Muttalib, he had such a great personality. When he went to meet the Abraha, Abraha was so influenced by just looking at him. And he said, if you ask me to go back, I was even prepared mentally for that. Just by look, he was such a different personality. And then Abdul Muttalib has 12 sons. And their name was Abdul Uzza, Abdul Shams, Abdul Haris, Abu Lahab. But the father of Rasulullah was Abdullah. You can imagine. If somebody name is Abdul Shams, you know, the child of son. What is the meaning? Huh? But the father of Rasulullah is Abdullah. It is not something by chance. Allah is trying to tell us that importance. Then Abdullah had such a great personality. Every girl in the area wants to marry with him. But he married with Amanah. Amanah means the one who carried the amanat. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent an amanat to her. So that's why her name was Amanah. After this, Rasulullah s.a.w. when he born, a babysitter is required. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made arrangement. You know all the long story that how the babysitter was coming to pick the children, and but something happened and all this long story short. She belongs to the tribe of Bani Sa'ad. Sa'ad means Sa'adatman. The one who has, you know. And her name was Halima. And Halima means the one who is humble. Why? Because she has to take care of the Habibullah. So all this is not happening just by chance. Then you can imagine the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given in the Quran is Ahmad. Ahmad is the one who gonna make the maximum hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this reason, his name is also Muhammad, because those who praise Allah, Allah make people to praise him. Fadkuruni adkurkum. He will make the maximum praise, so he will be given maximum praise. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pick his wives very special. Ya nisa an-nabi, lastunnaka ahadim min an-nisa. You are not ordinary ladies, you are special ladies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pick and make his wives. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also pick the best people in the mankind is the ashab. That's why Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned, ashabi kal nujum. My ashab, they are like stars. Then look at the personality of Rasulullah s.a.w. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We send him, what? As a rahmatan lil'alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a special personality to be kind and so merciful to the mankind. He was so kind that he used to pray for the ummah, used to cry for the ummah. He stayed a whole night and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you should make special favors to this ummah. That's why we are having a lot of favors in our deen. Very simple thing. We make 5 times prayers and we are given 50 times prayers sawab. 50 times. We do something like one night, Laylatul Qadr, and we get how much reward? Because the Sahaba, they used to think about the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, people, they have such a long life. What we should do? We have a short life. So, Rasulullah made a dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such a beautiful gifts that, okay, do this little thing, I will give you this much. Do this little thing, I will give you this much. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam personality was rahmatul lil alameen, and Allah made him specially for that. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made woman as a soft. Don't you see the woman sound is like very soft, which is very favorable for a child. If a man all the time he carries the baby and he makes such a sound, heavy pitch sound, the baby gets scared. The woman made special, her body is so soft. Nobody wants to sleep on a hard bedding all the time. Especially which is a newborn baby. How come he gonna be hard bedding? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a soft bed for this baby. So the baby should be resting over there with a peace, no problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even made the bones of a lady softer than a man. Allah made it like this. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Rasulullah very soft for his ummah, and that's why in the jurisprudence of Islam is a lot of favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not time to even count them. For all this preparation, my last thing to mention, to tell you guys, to give the message, take home things, is that reason that Allah was going to complete His ni'mah is the Deen-e-Islam. This Deen-e-Islam had such a great importance. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made all this preparation and it end up with such a great personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this Deen came to us. We have to sit down and think about this. What really I am doing? How much I'm taking the advantage of this Deen? To whom I belong to on the day of judgment? Because here we are coming over here for a fight against the shaitan to make a proof that we belong to the pious people or we belong to the group of nasty people. So it's all up to us that we have to sit down and think to whom I belong. And what will be my end on the day of judgment? وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.